You're listening to SBS News.
They're used to reporting the stories. Now, they are the story. It's been an unintended and hasty return home for ABC journalist Bill Birtles and Australian Financial Review journalist Michael Smith. They're back in Australia after having sheltered inside Australian diplomatic missions in China for several days, while embassy officials negotiated their safe departure from the country. They were wanted for questioning by China's Ministry of State Security over what's been called a national security case, although further details are not yet available. The men were able to shout some comments from a distance to reporters at Sydney Airport as they boarded a bus to take them to hotel quarantine. Mr. Birtles was clear about what he sees as a key difference between Australia and China.
Very disappointing to have to leave under those circumstances, and it's a relief to be back in a country with genuine rule of law.
Mr. Smith says he felt a little threatened in China, and he's grateful to be back in Australia.
It's so good to be home, so happy. I can't say any more at the moment, but such a relief to be home, so really happy. Okay. It was a complicated experience, but it's great to be here.
Early last week, Australian diplomats warned the two reporters they would have to leave the country. But before they could, several Chinese police officers visited them at their homes and told them they were banned from leaving the country because they were wanted for questioning. Thus, a diplomatic standoff began. Mr. Birtles sought safety at the Australian Embassy in Beijing, Mr. Smith at the Australian Consulate in Shanghai. Under the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, diplomatic missions are generally afforded special privileges by the host country. Hence, the men going to the Australian missions to seek safety from Chinese authorities in China. Chinese and Australian officials eventually agreed the two men could be interviewed on the condition they would then be allowed to leave China. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the whole situation is disappointing.
Australia will always operate in our national interests based on our values. It is disappointing that we will currently not have representatives of Australian media organisations on the ground in China, and I hope that that is able to be revised in a timely way.
Opposition Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says Chinese actions in this case are not backing up their words.
I would make the point that the Chinese Embassy's Deputy Head of Mission recently spoke at a very well publicised National Press Club address, and he spoke about respect and a better mutual understanding. What I would say to the Chinese authorities is we believe that the media play a vital role in fostering this understanding.
Both the ABC and the Australian Financial Review have condemned the actions of Chinese officials. They say their reporters were going about their normal reporting duties, and what has happened is regrettable and disturbing. There are now no Australian reporters working for any Australian media organisation in China. It's said to be the first time since the 1970s that this has been the case. The ABC's Director of News, Gavin Morris, says he wants to rectify that.
More than anything, we want to ensure that we've got a correspondent back there working with them as soon as that is possible. China, understanding China, the relationship between our two countries is probably the biggest story of our time.
The relationship between Australia and China has become distinctly frosty in 2020. Mr. Birtles says he felt like a pawn in the dispute. Yun Jiang is the director of the China Policy Institute at the Australian National University in Canberra. She says what has happened to Mr. Birtles and Mr. Smith shows China is expanding its focus and is trying to do this by treating foreign journalists how it has previously treated Chinese ones.
Chinese reporters and Chinese media organizations are very restricted in what they can report in China. But foreign journalists, up until now, has had a bit more freedom. But it seems that with the increasing tension between China and the rest of the world, it is now focusing a lot on controlling international narrative as well.
Professor James Curran from the University of Sydney specialises in the history of Australian foreign relations. He says relations between Australia and China have deteriorated to the point where the relationship is now just about money and not much else.
This has now become a commercial, transactional relationship only, and we are now seeing the Australia-China relationship, the sinews of it, being strained to near breaking point.
The incident with Mr. Birtles and Mr. Smith comes just days after China confirmed the detention of Australian journalist Cheng Lei. Consular officials are still trying to have her freed. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.